in that journey toward Christ.
I love that imagery because that's exactly what happened to me. The evidence, one by one, knocked down the barriers until I came face to face with Jesus. And then I had to make a decision about it.
And that's a great picture of what we want to do. We want to help people make their case for Christ so they can reach their friends with the gospel.
Hi, I'm Lee Strobel. I'm here with Mark Middleburg. He and I have been ministry colleagues for, over 30 years now?
Long time.
And today we're at the beautiful Lanier Theological Library in Houston, Texas. You know, I wrote a book called The Case for Christ, and it tells the story of my journey from atheism to Christianity. And it was made into a major motion picture that's shown all over the world. But the purpose of this course is to help you make your case for Christ. You've already looked at 1 Peter 3:15, which is that imperative that tells us that all Christians need to be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks them to give the reason for the hope that they have and do it gently and respectfully. Well, that verse, Mark, is not only the theme for this course, but in a lot of ways, it's a theme for my life, your life, and our ministry together.
That's right. And as we've taught that verse over the years, I've noticed that a lot of times as Christians, we want to do one part or the other. Either we want to give answers, and there's some people that, man, they give answers, but they don't want to do the gentleness and respect part. And sometimes that can really shut people down. Or some people do the opposite. They want to be gentle and respectful and just kind of let everyone believe what they believe, but they don't want to give an answer.
Yeah.
And then they're not really an influence for Christ. They're not making their case for Christ.
You know, John Stott once said to me, truth without love is too hard, and love without truth is too soft.
Yeah.
And I think Jesus had that perfect balance, and that's what that verse is calling for us to have, a balance. In not just presenting evidence, but doing it in a way that reflects our love and our empathy and concern for the other person.
That's exactly right. And when we do both halves, that is powerful. When we give an answer, but we're winsome and really respect the other person and listen to them and care about them, and they know that it's for them, that we love them, that we care about who they are and what they believe, yeah, and want them to know and discover what we've found in Christ. And that really is a description of what we've tried to do in our lives. And really that verse, as you said earlier, it really represents our own stories.
Yeah, it does. You know, my story is that I was an atheist for much of my life. And it was my wife's conversion to Christianity that prompted me to take my journalism training. I was a legal editor of the Chicago Tribune. And to take my journalism experience and to systematically investigate, is there any credibility to Christianity or any other world religion? And after spending a lot of time intensively investigating these issues, the science of it, the history of it, I became convinced that the evidence points powerfully and persuasively toward the truth of Christianity. And it caused me to want to put my trust in Christ. And then my life, my values, my character, my worldview, my philosophy, my attitudes, my relationships, I mean, all aspects of my life over time began to change for the good.
You know, my story, and we've often talked about this, Lee, is very different from yours because you were raised, not really believing in God. You were an atheist. I grew up in the church. I knew what was right. I knew the Bible verses. I went to camp and memorized, I threw my log in the fire and gave my testimony. I knew what I was supposed to believe. The problem was I didn't know why I believed it. I didn't know the evidence, the kinds of things we're talking about in this course.
And that's a description of a lot of Christians.
It sure is.
They believe, they just don't quite know why they believe.
Right. So what happened for me, it's kind of the quintessential college class. I went away to the university, I got in a philosophy class, and I had a professor that challenged my simplistic beliefs and challenged my belief that the Bible was the inspired word of God, the B-I-B-L-E,
That's the book
really,
for me.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I was raised believing. But again, this professor challenged it, and I'm thinking, I know he's not right, because he was saying the Bible is not really inspired. It's full of myths and mistakes and so